School children and workers stayed at home, and there was a high police presence in most suburbs in this eastern border town. Mutare resident Patrick Manongo said the protests today, which are follow-up of similar action by commuter-owned bus operators and unrest in Bedibridge in some parts of Harare last week, are a sign that all is not well in Zimbabwe. A commuter omnibus driver, Ruben Dirwai, said he failed to reach his daily takings of $50 per day as there were no commuters.
Yeah, there was a low business today. Most people did not go to work. Preferably, we always carry school children, and they did not go to school, their schools. And by mid-morning, we have not met our target. By mid-morning, we had just $10.
A Mutare worker, Obet Makoni, said he failed to get to work, adding that his children stayed at home as they were advised by education officials that teachers were not going to report for duty.
We were at the bus stop by 7, and there was no transport to take us to town.
Mutare-based human rights lawyer Pasmo Nyakureba, who is with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, applauded the action by citizens, stressing that local people are now fighting for their rights. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.